challenge. All right, let's talk to Sheil Kapadia. He typically joins us on Wednesdays, but with us right now on this Friday morning as we get ready for the Eagles and the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, Sheil does wonderful work and covering the entire National Football League. Sheil, good morning, pal.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Super.
Good. Sheil, we'll get to the Eagles in 1 second. Can you just give us a 20 seconds on the Embiid thing? What do you make of this?
Well, I want to tell you, I do back-to-back. I've been doing back-to-back for WIP for, what, 7, 8 years? I do the morning show. I do the afternoon show. Then I'm just exhausted, honestly, with this era of Sixers basketball, and I know it's only the beginning of the season and nothing matters until the playoffs. But, part of being a sports fan is just finding joy in the teams you follow and the teams you root for, and I don't know how you do that with this Sixers team right now.
No, I think that's well said. All right, Sheil, let's get to the Eagles. You know, I mentioned earlier, I think one of the two most fascinating aspects of this game, by the time it's over, to see the comparative difference or similarities between Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow. I happen to think there's a wide gap at this point in their career. What does the film tell you? I know you're a film animal. You watch the Eagles, you watch other teams. What does the film tell you about how similar or different they are at this stage?
Yeah, I think there is a pretty wide gap with how those two quarterbacks are playing right now. You know, you look at Joe Burrow and what he's done and how their offense has performed. They're performed like a top five, top eight offense for most of the season. Even when they were losing games, it wasn't because the offense was underperforming. And Jalen Hurts, you know, we all kind of expected this next step in his development this year with Kellen Moore and with the different pieces around him, and I just don't think that it's happened. You know, the way they're playing right now, they've morphed into a very run-heavy team, which is fine, but the passing game, you just haven't seen that next step where they're able to methodically move the football down the field with different pass concepts. It's been pretty vanilla. We've all seen it with our eyes. When they need something, they throw that go ball to A.J. Brown down the sideline, and that's great. But how far is that going to get you when some of the competition gets stiffer here in future weeks?
So what is the problem? What is the issue? We have this ongoing saga on the show here where I believe it's the coaches not putting a plan together that's effective enough. Joe thinks it's Jalen not capable of performing the way he needs to perform. What do you think is closer to the truth, Sheil?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest issue I see right now is him kind of just turning down throws. And I know they pointed it out during the broadcast last week, and that really has been an issue for much of this season. And so I think it's hard to say just one thing. It is a combination of what you both are saying. Now, some of the throws that concerned me last week that he turned down, these were plays that they've had in the playbook for since he's been in Philadelphia. These are not new concepts that Kellen Moore has installed. So I think he's got to take responsibility for those plays because this is nothing new, and he should know what he's looking at there. So that was
it a step back, Sheil?
I mean, I don't know if it's a step back, but it's certainly stagnation. You know, it feels a lot like last year with the way he's playing right now. Now, with the scheme, it does, you know, there are many aspects of it that do look like last year. So it's a matter of, are they looking at it? Now it's a new offensive coordinator and they're saying, hey, we have to install stuff that Jalen Hurts is comfortable with. Do we criticize the coaching and say, hey, if they're allowing him to not target the middle of the field and not do these different things, well, that's on the coaching. They've got to push him a little bit more and force him to understand that we need these things in our offense. So it's really hard from the outside to get a feel on what exactly is happening.
It's unbelievable to me that we're 14-1 under Nick Sirianni when we run more than we pass. Like this team really is built to be run offensively a certain way. And
well,
that's
I'll
run the football.
But I'll just say this, John. Not when you look at the payroll of the wide receivers and the quarterback. You know, so I look, Sheil, my contention is they should become what John just alluded to.
Well, they should have more balance. They should be able to pass it just as well as they run it, and right now we're behind.
Well, let's put it this way, Sheil. Do you expect, moving forward, at least for the next couple of weeks, that the coaching staff will tailor the game plan more to run? I don't mean more than 50%, but more than the first five games, based on the success last week, based on Jalen's struggles, based on Saquon's greatness. Do you think that's a blueprint moving forward?
I think they've already done it. I mean, if you look at the biggest changes since the bye week, the biggest change on the offense is the way they're leaning on the run on first and second down. And I don't want to bore you with the numbers, but it is a way higher percentage than it was in the first five games of the season. And it is a even bigger difference than the way they ran the ball last season. They have turned to the run game. It's almost like 2021
yep.
when they got off to the slow start and they said, hey, this isn't working with the passing game. How can we tailor the offense to what we do well? And at that time they did, hey, let's run the ball, but we've got Jalen Hurts as a big factor. Now they're saying, hey, let's run the ball, but let's lean on the guy we just signed in the offseason, and he's been incredible. I mean, they really are one of the most run-heavy teams in the NFL the last 2 weeks here, and I think that's going to continue until teams force them out of it. They're going to run the football and say, hey, you can't play with two deep safeties against us because we've got Saquon Barkley in this offensive line, and then when teams kind of load up to stop the run, they're going to throw those go balls on the outside and take advantage of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. So it's a formula that can work many weeks in the NFL. It's just a matter of, hey, now you're going to face Joe Burrow, you're going to face Lamar Jackson down the line. Can it work against some better competition?
How much does it matter that this team hasn't scored in the first quarter and they're the only team? Is this going to change? Is it that big a deal? It bothers me a ton. I can't believe we're at this point. Week eight?
Yeah.
But it's not – our record is not reflective.
Well, they played the Giants and Browns. You know what I mean?
It certainly helps the competition.
Defenses. Yeah, I mean – no, but I mean my point is they're bad teams, though.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's easy to beat them.
The competition helps our
cause. Look, Shiel, obviously they got to pick that up. Shiel, let's talk about the D, which has picked up. So is it a good defense?
I'm kind of excited about the defense. Now, I'm not going to come here and say, hey, it's a good defense because they face the Giants and the Browns. But I will tell you, sometimes you face a bad team and you watch the film and you say, oh, my God, there were plays all over the field that offense didn't make. That's not what I saw last week. I saw a secondary that is communicating, that is passing off routes, that seems to be getting much more comfortable in Vic Fangio's scheme than it was early in the season. I mean, they had Daniel Jones holding on to the football snap after snap after snap that allowed them to get those eight sacks, and they didn't rush more than four defenders on any one pass rush. So it's not like they're saying, hey, let's go all out blitz and that's how we're getting these sacks. They're doing it very methodically. They're doing it with their scheme. They're doing it with knowing the rules of the defense. So I'm really excited to watch this defense on Sunday against a better offense. I actually think they're going to play well, and I think we could be that. I could be wrong, but I think next week we're going to be talking about, man, this defense is way better than we thought it was the first month of the
good.
Season.
Good. That's so exciting.
That's great. Hey, Shiel, final thing. I'm curious. This is one of the strangest NFL seasons to evaluate, and, of course, we try to figure out where the Eagles fit into the puzzle, but we can't even figure out the puzzle. So I think there's about eight different teams that could become a top three NFC team this year. And the Eagles are one of them. They could be. Who do you think are the three best teams in the NFC?
Yeah, I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC right now. I like the Packers. I think the Packers are going to have a strong second half of the season. I would certainly put them in that mix. And, man, number three is very difficult. As I'm kind of going through it here in my head, there's no one in the NFC. It might be the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles are probably in that mix. For the third best team, I think Washington is. If you told me Jaden Daniels was healthy and was going to stay healthy, I do think the Commanders are a better team than the Eagles right now. But he's out right now, so I don't know that there's a huge gap right there. So you're right. I really think the Lions and the Packers, I put them kind of on one tier right now, and then there's a lot of competition.
It's wild, man.
We beat the Packers.
No, I know. I mean, look, it is a free-for-all. I mean, you could be saying the Vikings, you could be saying the Eagles, you could be saying Washington. It's not impossible. Dallas gets back there. The Rams looked better last night. I mean, it is as wide open, honestly, as any season I can ever remember with teams. It's weird. Hey, Shiel, stay well, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate you hopping on the program today, and enjoy all the games on Sunday. Thanks, dude.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week. Yeah.